is BBC Radio Merseyside. My name is Michael Hancock, station manager of Radio Merseyside, and we're broadcasting from the heart of Merseyside, from Commerce House, Liverpool. Out now by radio link to our reporting team, in the air, on the river, and underground. I'm sorry, we can't go to the beacon where Jerry Harrison should be, so on we go now to the second Mersey Tunnel.
I'm in, standing at the excavations for the second Mersey Tunnel in Wallasey. We're about a quarter of a mile inland here from Seacombe Ferry, and it's an absolutely glorious day with a bit of a fresh breeze coming off the river. But I'm protected here because I'm standing in the base, at the base of a large crane which is clamped to the ground near me by a concrete block which is about the size of a three-ton truck. All around me is noise of welders, of drilling rigs, of pneumatic drills, and a confusion of activity. Vic Marmion in Wallasey.
And now, over to the middle of the Mersey and Keith Macklin on the boat.
Yes, this is Keith Macklin in the middle of the Mersey aboard Royal Daffodil II. To my right, the vast panorama of Liverpool's landing stage in Docklands, surmounted by that mythical symbol of Liverpool, the Liver Bird. And on the left, the shores of the Cheshire Mersey, Birkenhead's docks, Wallasey and New Brighton's temporarily redundant pleasure domes, all highlighted now at high noon by a superb, crisp, sunny November day. This is Keith Macklin in the middle reaches of the Mersey.
Hello, sorry about that. We couldn't get Jerry Harrison, who at the moment, we hope, is on top of the beacon here in Liverpool. But in the meantime, here's Tony Wolfe with the news.
Thank you, Ian. The fog which enveloped most of Merseyside yesterday has now cleared, although the weathermen say it will be back again to carry out any comprehensive development in the Merseyside area before. That's the end of the news.
Here's the weather, weather, weather now on Merseyside.
Now here's the weather forecast for the rest of the day on Merseyside. The dense fog, which put a blanket over Merseyside last night, cleared up rapidly early this morning, and it will be dry but hazy, with sunny periods. Visibility will be moderate to poor, and there'll be some patches of fog along the coast and river. That's your news and weather from Merseyside. I'm off to a floating party on the Mersey. Back to Ian Murray.
Tony Wolfe off to a floating party on the Mersey, as he says. Now, the weather is fine, but we wonder where Jerry Harrison is. Let's call him up again on the loftiest perch in Liverpool. Come in, Jerry. Thank you, Jerry. It was a very welcoming sound, your voice. Very glad you haven't been blown off there. Now we'll go back to Keith Macklin on the River Mersey.
And this is the river described by Ian Nairn on BBC One last night as Britain's most romantic river with a...
So it's from the top of the beacon back to Ian Murray in the studios.
Thank you very much indeed, Jerry. Well, you've heard from the reporting team of Radio Merseyside. Now a word from our sponsor, the Postmaster General, the Right Honourable Edward Short.
The Mersey Sound takes on a new meaning today with the opening of the third hometown radio station in Britain. It also has the distinction of being the most powerful of the local stations. This is, of course, what you would expect in the town which produced the Beatles. We've appointed a local broadcasting council consisting of a broad cross-section of the community, including a number of young people. Their job is to cooperate with the BBC, with all its expertise and experience, to produce bright and attractive radio for the people of Merseyside and the surrounding area. The only terms of reference are that the programmes must always be with it, must never be dull, and must above all be tailor-made for Merseyside. Good luck to Radio Merseyside. Good listening to you all. And if the station doesn't come up to your expectations, For goodness sake, ring up the station manager and tell him, because this is your station in a very real sense.
That was the Postmaster General, the Right Honourable Edward Short. As you may know, local radio was born a fortnight ago when Radio Leicester went on the air with a burst of Morse and the post horn gallop. A week later, Radio Sheffield came along with a clatter of knife, fork and spoon. And today, our elder brothers have got a lusty cuckoo in the nest, Radio Merseyside. Well, we got lines to Leicester and Sheffield, and waiting to tell us what life has been like are Dave Challis and Mike Green. First, Dave Challis in Leicester.
Hello, Ian, and best of luck for today. We've had a marvellous reaction here in Leicester. You say it's a fortnight ago. It seems a lot longer than that. We've had a lot of things happen ever since then. But the reaction from the listeners has been marvellous. We're having well in excess of 50 letters a day here, most of them very congratulatory. We've even had croissants sent in for the reception area and an ice cake at the end of our first week. And someone even sent us in a couple of kittens asking us to find them a home. Well, anyway, this is the sound that people hear when they wake up in the morning in Leicester.
Oh, thanks a lot, Dave. Hello, Mike Green in Sheffield.
Hello, Ian. Nice to hear from you. Well, we've been going just a week today, and things are going very smoothly indeed now. We've had no dramatic stories like the bomb that they've had down in Leicester, but our letters response has been very encouraging so far. We've had letters from as far away as Scunthorpe, which must be 40 or 50 miles. So, some Sheffielders, in fact, who had been living in Scunthorpe for 39 years and who tuned into us expecting not to receive anything, but in fact got us loud and clear. And it was particularly interesting on the first day in our letters spot. We had a letter from a Sheffield housewife asking how to make Yorkshire pudding. And before the programme was off the air, the lines were jammed with people offering advice. In fact, there were about 30 or 40 callers. Well, last Wednesday, a week ago today, we started off our programme here on Sheffield with this. That's part of our knife, fork and spoon symphony, Ian.
And is it really a knife, fork and spoon?
Yes, indeed it is. The thing was composed in the BBC Radiophonic Workshop by David Kane, and of course he was using Sheffield cutlery.
I think we all owe something to the radiophonic workshops in London. Ours, in fact, came from there as well, the Leicester one. It's, in fact, the Morse code signal for Leicester set to music, and the work done there by Delia Derbyshire.
Well, I found yours very attractive, David. What did you think of ours?
Marvellous, of course. We've got the record here and it'll go straight to the top.
No, this won't do. We can't have a love-in here.
But everything's running very smoothly, and I hope it'll run very smoothly as from today for you, Ian, and everyone in Merseyside.
Well, yes, jolly good luck to you, Ian.
Thank you very much indeed, Mike Green and Dave Challis. We hope that we have all your good reactions from the listeners without any of the bomb scares, although perhaps we wouldn't mind some croissants and kittens.
Well, let's hope you get them anyway.
All the best.
Many thanks. If you listen up-